I'm John from Unqualified Gamers. Hello, a podcast member of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the one you're listening to now. The opinions expressed are those of each individual. Check out other podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com. And get ready, because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the ships at sea, coming to you live from the Legend Studios via the internet. It's a Legend Entertainment news stream. I'm Murphy.
I'm Wing.
I'm Shark Taco.
And as the usual, we're going to talk about some TV, movies, and more. And if it's your first time listening to this cast, because we have a lot of new listener, thank you for downloading it. And now, what time is it, Beef?
News time!
Oh, yeah.
Go. So let's start with a little announcement, Beef.
I will be apparently at a panel in C2E2 in Chicago on March 18th. Friday, March 18th at approximately 2:45 p.m. Central Standard Time, talking about podcasting and all the goodness with all sorts of other Gunna Geek podcasters, such as Stargate Pioneer, Naki, Cody, just to name a few.
Yeah.
So, yeah, get there if you can be there. It'll be fun.
Yeah, Chicago is an amazing city, and let's face it, geek convention.
Yay!
That's like the two best reasons to travel ever.
Yep.
Nerdcation.
Yeah. You have the beefcation, you have the nerdcation, it's all great.
Geekcation occasionally.
Yeah, last year. So Deadpool, we talked about a little bit last week. There was a petition going around so for him to do SNL, and he can't do it. I'm assuming Disney said something like that.
I'm assuming the logistics of it said no, because you really can't have 18 people on the censor button every time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good point. But his answer to it is beautiful, because, okay, I'm not a big fan of Kanye West anyway. I don't care.
He used to be cool, but now he's a fucking lame-o.
I wouldn't know. But I think during an SNL thing, he was supposed to be an SNL, and he was, but he went batshit crazy. And somebody recorded that with an iPhone, and he's like, 50% more influential than Stanley Kubrick, 1,000% more influential for the next 1,000 years. Crazy shit. Deadpool went online.
It's so great.
Dang. It's so...
He's like, I'm 50% more influential than MC Hammer. And he goes so off on all this shit. It's so perfect. I don't know. It makes sense, though, that he could never do it. He could never host it. I'd love to see it.
Can't touch this.
Can't touch this.
Please.
In the pants.
Can you really get over that? Can you really
go
above and beyond that?
Now it's in my head, and I don't like
it. No. I feel dirty.
Yeah.
Apparently, a TGI Fridays franchise has been purchased. And their menus are currently drawn on. I don't know how to say that. And it basically looks like Deadpool wrote all over the shit.
Yeah, hold on. The whole franchise?
The store down there, or the chain, or something.
Just one, or the whole chain?
Probably not the whole chain.
Oh,
just
thank God.
One.
Yeah, because I was like, this is a big chain.
I'm not sure it's going to work.
But only money.
Yeah, but check the link. The menu is so funny. When you watch Deadpool and he's drawing like Francis gonna die and stuff like that, it's the same style, but on the menu. So
I love the little hearts over the eyes.
Yeah.
That makes it so good.
I like the cocktail. It's a classic.
It's a cool.
It never gets old.
Yeah. So Barbados Rum Punch in the nuts.
Oh, yeah.
Where's the other one? Loaded potato skins. Totally loaded. Trashed. Blitzed. Like me after a really great funeral.
Best drinking opportunity ever.
Ever.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, when I lose someone dear, I do get really trashed at the funeral.
And let's all have a moment of silence for Beef's grandma. In 3, 2, 1.
Oh, we can dedicate this episode to her, but I'm not sure she would like
this
show.
She's not going
to
listen up there. She's getting drunk and playing dice. It's okay. Or wherever she may
be. I'm sad you didn't actually make an actual silence, because I would have totally farted in there.
There was totally a half a second silence. Or it's also the magic of editing. We could stretch that out, apparently.
And then add in the
Thanks
middle.
Thanks a lot. That's what you think of my grandma, which you never met, and she just passed away. I appreciate that.
That's my way of...
Aww, thanks. It's like farting in my face. It makes me thin. And vomit.
It's a, condolence
media.
Dutch oven.
Hey. I'm necessarily opposed to that. Netflix has the best team possible to help further their media and content domination. They have ordered a, I believe it's 12-part miniseries or series from the creators of Attack on Titan, Ghost in the Shell, and something else that really made me excited here. But both of those are enough to make you scream.
That sounds amazing!
You don't know that. But and Psycho Pass.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Dude, Ghost in the Shell!
And Psycho Pass! And then Attack on Titan, which I haven't watched, but I have watched Psycho Pass and Ghost in the Shell.
I watched a bunch of Attack on Titan. I don't even know why I haven't.
I watch a couple.
It's
fucking
all.
Netflix! It's Netflix! They're going to dominate everything. If Netflix and Google get together, Skynet will be born. Because we'll all be looking left, and they'll fucking drop bombs on us from the right. I mean, it's just going to happen.
You know, you're saying that, and I'm wondering if... Well, Netflix is a public company, I think, now. They have shares and all that stuff.
Public.
Yeah, exactly. Google could totally take over and buy most of the share at some point, and yeah... Skynet's there.
I scared.
But talking about great content that they have on Netflix, Daredevil Season 2, there's a bunch of little trailers. Looks...
I am so glad I didn't watch any of this shit till about 2 hours ago.
Seriously?
I didn't watch anything, and now I'm watching two-and-a-half-minute trailers, two-minute and 15-second trailers for both of them.
Yep.
And you're like, oh my god, the Punisher part's going to be so epic. And then all of a sudden you see the Electric part, you're like, oh my god, the Electric part is going to be so epic. And it's fucking Netflix. It's internet content.
Yeah, indeed. The big thing for me that Daredevil is that right now critic has started reviewed it because they already got it. And what they're saying is pretty nice. Like, there's the same problem than the first season, which make the show pretty good. Okay, you didn't fix the problem the first season. I'm okay with that. That was a great show. So... go. The only thing, I don't know if I put that in there or if I put that in TV news, is that there was a rumor that they would put Punisher series. And Jeff Loeb, which is the head of Marvel TV, said that there's no plan right now.
They're just waiting for the first 8 minutes after this second season premieres to see the reaction to dude as Punisher, and then they're going to greenlight it.
I agree.
My words, within 2 days after the premiere, if he's as badass as these trailers look, it'll be greenlit.
It's the same thing with Jessica Jones. They said, well, we want to do that. Then they waited the Daredevil drop, and when everybody fell in love with it, they just went ahead, did just Jessica Jones, and they did a pretty good job with Jessica Jones as well. So go for it. Actually, the show that I'm more interested in right now and I can't wait is the Luke Cage show, because I love that character in the show. In the Jessica Jones things, but he didn't have lots of, he was in a couple of episodes in the middle, and then it disappeared for a little while, so I can't wait to
I'm
have
only
more.
Halfway through still, but I'm excited to see his, I mean, he took a saw to his belly, for Christ's sakes.
Yeah.
He put a saw to his belly.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, took it, put it, semantics, he still got a saw to the belly.
Nah, I mean, it was not force, it was basically just him showing
off. Look at
off.
Me, look
yeah,
at me.
Yeah, it was him showing off. Look, I can't be killed.
Look,
I could
baby.
Do that, I'd show
and
off.
Like that? Yeah. It's like, yeah, I like that because I could hurt.
Well, they're perfect.
No.
They would destroy hotel rooms.
So happy. Yeah. Just a final black, can we,
token?
Sidekicks? So annoying.
Yeah, the rest of the Marvel Universe, if you're a sidekick, you're probably a black dude. At this point, it's sad that way.
I love it, because it's a female lead series getting a black guy lead series. Now, all we need is a black girl lead. Can we please have a black girl superhero lead?
Yeah, I'm trying to think which... There's some for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, but see, just like, okay, like, send your hate mail to me. That's fine, but don't take it that way. I don't want it to just be, let's give everybody an R rating now because Daredevil did well. I don't want to give, you know,
Deadpool,
let's give
mean?
Every now, eight, that's what I mean, Deadpool. I don't want to give every now all of a sudden because we start branching out into the quote unquote, you know, overlooked superheroes. Now we give, you know, the Asian superheroes a show just because merits of, I don't want affirmative action in shows. I want to make them good for on their own merits.
Yeah, and on TV shows, yeah, I agree. But
as bad as that sounds, I know people are going to hate me and we'll lose 5 listeners because of it, but I don't mean it to be a racist. I don't want people to get shows just because there aren't other shows like that. I want them to be good for what they're for.
You'll be surprised how great they will be, honestly.
Oh, I'm sure. Listen, if there's a black woman superhero, by all means, I would love to see a show of hers or
Could
the
she
Asian
please
guy.
Be I'm... written by black females and then it'll
right,
be
exactly.
good.
Yeah, well... I don't want her to be written by a white dude.
Exactly.
I mean, come on. You can't. That doesn't ever work. That's
yeah.
why the whole if they do the Black Panther thing being directed by a black female, I think, or a black man was going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's the guy from who directed Creed, which is a...
yes.
Yeah, he is a black dude, and he is so freaking talented. It's crazy. But on the topic of female black superhero, I was watching Arrow yesterday. Well, actually, today from yesterday. And Vixen was in it, and she is a black superhero where she has...
Other
like,
than Storm, I don't... That's...
Yeah, Storm.
She's but, in the next X-Men with the Mohawk. Yeah.
Oh,
which is
babe.
Hot as hell.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Really, really. So
I don't think we have that news in here, but jumping ahead, Cyclops from the new X-Men is Ready Player One.
Yes. Yes, it just got cast today, I think.
Yep. We don't have the news in here, but I saw that earlier today, so.
It's the new Steven Spielberg movie that's going to come out next year, I think March 2017.
It's your whole live in a... Matrix. Futuristic, yeah. Live in the Matrix. You can pick any one of 1,000 worlds and be anyone and do whatever you want.
Five tokens to each of you for knowing about that.
It's actually.
Actually only know about it because of this show.
Yeah.
But
it's a supposedly great sci-fi book that I haven't read. And as usual, I'm gonna see the movie and then read the book after. So I'm not gonna be like, why didn't they put that in the movie?
Right. Exactly. I'd rather read the book after if I like it and then expand on that. Thought and universe.
Totally agree.
Yeah, but usually the book comes out first, and then that's why I read it
no,
first.
Stop
yeah,
it! Don't do that! Like, if you would have...
Don't read anything just in case there's an adaptation
oh
coming
my God,
up.
Don't ever. TV
don't
news,
read Game of Thrones! Up. Don't read Game of Thrones!
I am not reading that. Till after.
Till after?
It's
yeah.
It's
never fucking...
Talking about Game
You're
of
right.
Thrones, the guy from Game of Thrones, I'm not even gonna try to say his name. Can you, Beef?
It's Marjorie's brother. That's all I know. I cannot. I should probably open the link.
I think that's something like that. Anyway, he's been cast as Iron Fist in the next Netflix Marvel
really?
Thing.
Really? You had a problem with that? Yes, Finn Jones.
He's so hot. And he's gay, which makes him hotter.
Well, he's gay in the show. I don't know if he's gay in real
no,
life.
No, I don't think the actor is gay, but the character, holy shit, guy.
What is his name in the show? I don't even know. I just put Marjorie's brother because I never knew his name.
You got me just because you're asking me now, I forget.
Ser Laura Tyrell?
Tyrell, yes, a Tyrell for sure.
Yeah, it's written in there. Plays Ser Laura's Tyrell.
Loras,
in
yeah. Loras. That's just your pronunciation problem.
Wow, what the heck? Yeah, your pronunciation
Loras
sucks.
Tyrell.
You need to start having flashcards and practicing with this kid, Miss Taco, because this shit's not working.
Practicing?
So Laura,
what is
Tyle?
This practicing you talk
oh
about?
My God, you're
fuck
not
you guys.
It's only because we kind of love you.
Kind of?
All right.
That's what
Tom
I'm shooting
Hardy,
for.
TV news.
I kind of
Tom
love
Hardy
you with the side of you're so fucking annoying.
That's what love is, I think.
Definitely.
That's like your brand of annoying and crazy matches my brand of annoying and crazy, I think. till we decide not. Tom Hardy, TV news, Taboo. Looks pretty amazing. Old school Dutch India company traveling around the globe. He got shipwrecked somewhere and beat down. And then he comes back after a handful of years. And yeah.
You know what? Tom Hardy in anything, I'm good.
Right.
I kind of like his fascist haircut there.
But it's kind of old school. Like it's late 1800s, I believe. Mid 1800s or early 1900s. East India Company, Britain's biggest, basically land grabber.
Okay.
Well, it looks interesting. It, for what it's worth, it could be cool.
Yeah. I can't believe Tom Hardy started as the Picard clone in the bad Star Trek movie when we were like, this guy has no future. And now he's one of the best actors in Hollywood. It's something.
That's what happens when you hop
chances.
On the bandwagon of being Picard.
Yeah, there you go.
What was the brother one that we need to watch?
The Revenant?
No, that's... How do you get the brother one from that? We're talking about Tom Hardy.
He wasn't the Revenant.
Okay, I could see where you're confused there, but Tom Hardy just did a movie where he was twins, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He plays him and his twins. Yeah, that's
yes.
true. I don't
we
remember
the
name of
that.
That
to
Man,
the list.
I'm tired of these movies where one actor acts
no,
like
no, no, no.
several
I am
people.
Too. This looks really fucking good.
Like
this is, yes.
No, it's it looks like really. It's not a comedy. It's like a crime drama
it's
or something.
It's legend. It's based on a British twin brothers. One is gay psychopath like killer. The other one is just a mobster, and they work together. Like it doesn't matter that he's gay. He's just a psychopathic mobster, but he happens to be gay. And in that world, that's so taboo.
You know, there's so many gay psychopaths compared to the actual percentage of gay people in the world.
You can send your hate mail to SharkTaco at legends.com.
I mean, in reality, I mean, fiction likes to make psychopaths like.
But this is real, though.
Oddly.
This is based on a true story.
Bad.
Well, yeah, because people don't like what they don't know. But no.
It adds another layer of.
Know
what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Well, yeah, you put it anywhere in Texas or anywhere down south, they're like, oh my God, it's a homosexual.
Of course. Like, I don't understand why.
I'm not allowed to do accent.
No,
especially not down south. Don't encourage him, please. But yes, we need to add this legend, Tom Hardy. It looks really good.
Yeah, and look, the name of the thing is called Legend?
Yes.
Okay, we need to do that.
I'm adding it to the top of the list. Relax.
We should totally have like a list of movies that have Legend. That means we have to do Legends of the Fall.
Oh, God.
No, get out. Who asked her to be on this show? Get. Shoo.
You love bad, me awkwardly.
Bad Shark Taco. You go on the newspaper. Bad Taco.
Bad Taco.
All right, Stephen King, apparently
like
The Mist is going to be a Spike TV show. Did
crying
anyone actually see
salsa
The Mist?
Tears.
Salsa tears? I don't understand. Did anyone see The Mist? The movie?
Yeah, I've read the book when I was young. Now they're doing a Spike.
I did not ask about the book.
I feel like Stephen King has been writing this story over and over and over and over again. And I've seen an adaptation. I'm not sure if it's the is it the one where they're like everybody in this tiny like grocery store and they're stuck indoors and there's a mist outside.
I only saw the trailer, but yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah, I've totally seen that, and that's an adaptation of another man. It wasn't called The Mist, but it's a book by Stephen King. I just feel like he's been writing the story over and over again.
Like
can we
Langoliers?
Just get over this?
You guys remember The Langoliers?
Oh, that was bad.
Oh, I
oh, the
love
movie was
that
awful.
Horrible,
yeah.
Shitty sci-fi miniseries. But
can we talk
I
about
feel
the
like
CGI?
You're right. It's all the same thing.
Gosh, and even, you know what, I read the short story for that when I was younger, and like way before a film even came out, and even, like, because what happens is basically in the short story, the Langoliers, they basically just eat reality, like they eat the world. I don't know what they leave behind once they've eaten everything, but it's just, man, it's like Stephen King has written too many stories. I think that's the moral.
The other thing is that there's a dollar baby thing with Stephen King where you go see him like, I want to option that movie for a dollar, and he's giving you the option to do it, but he's making money on the front, in the back end if the movie works or not. So anybody can make a Stephen King thing right now.
And is open to being like complained at by Stephen
Horrible.
King after.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's all right, though. That's, you know, whatever, artistic license.
But
Game of Thrones posters.
Everybody's dead.
Oh, my God. Well, they just look like the faces that the assassins can take.
Yeah, that's the point, though.
No, I know, but does that mean that they're
dead?
They're
all in purgatory.
But people are saying that it looks like everybody's dead, but to me, it just looks like all these people that we are seeing their faces on, that probably means that someone has, like, some assassin from that guild has taken their faces.
Or it's just telling you that everyone in the show isn't safe. And it leaves, like the article says, it leaves you the ambiguity of, is Jon Snow really dead or not?
We have known that since Ned Stark got his head chopped off.
Right,
nobody
exactly.
is
but
freaking
Jon Snow
safe.
Got stabbed, and who's the last person you saw right before he got his ass gutted? Crazy redhead Lady Melisandre. If anyone's going to keep Jon Snow alive with the power of King's blood or whatever, it's going to be that crazy redhead.
I don't
that
believe
that. That prime
rib.
No, you're right, but that prime rib might do it. If anyone's going to do it, it's going to be her.
Yeah, but you know what I think is Jon Snow is going to come back as a wolf, because they say they've seen him, like Wing has this insider news here.
Yeah, well, there's a bunch of reports that they've seen him around the set. With
Seaman?
Seaman, yeah. They've seen him
Seaman.
around the set with his long
Sailor.
Hair and everything, so he's probably in the show in some capacity. Maybe flashback, though, or ghost, something.
In some way, but I mean, don't forget he's a Vorg. Come back as
a,
and maybe
his
face is going to show up in... What?
His younger brother was a Vorg. He wasn't a Vorg.
Dude, he has his wolf!
It doesn't matter. He doesn't control his wolf.
Yeah, he kind of. He has a special link. Well, it depends. Are we talking about the movies or the books?
I'm talking the show. I don't read the book.
Okay, well, I don't know, but in the books anyway, he has dreams where he all his nights.
We're talking about Jon Snow, the dude at the wall, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Okay, then they totally branched out because in the show, the younger brother without the legs or the use of his legs is the warg. Jon Snow is not. He just, maybe he dreams about it.
They all
it,
do. They all have a wolf.
Him. They all have a wolf, yeah, but he doesn't, in the show, he doesn't control it the younger dude does.
No, but I mean, the thing is, I'm kind of.
Is just seeing your wolf in your dreams a warg?
Kind of. It depends how much you practice it, because the boy
who
got his.
You're such a wargist. Let's move on.
I'm a wargist! No, but like, because the kid that got his legs broken off, like, of course, because he can't move, he can't do anything, right. He was escaping more and more, and
right.
He practiced
and
his skill
more,
much,
yes.
Much
exactly.
More.
No.
Whereas
no,
Jon Snow had a reason to live outside of being his wolf.
I'm not saying you're wrong, I just think our source material is different.
No, for sure. Well, the thing is, since I've read the books and watched the series, sometimes I get my stuff mixed up between the
Did
two of them.
Did you do this at dinner?
What?
Nothing.
Do I do what at dinner?
At dinner?
Whatever I do, I probably do it at dinner.
I'm like conceding to you. I'm giving up. I'm showing you my pink underbelly, and you're like, arr,
just like arr. Lie down, lie down.
Well, if you want to fight with people, you can listen to Tyrion's Landing on the Gonna Geek Network, where all things Game of.
Oh my God! And
oh,
do they
my
ever?
My God!
It's
do
so
they?
Good.
Yeah, they do.
We need a
do
link.
They?
They have a men's table. They choose men that are in the stable. That,
we call it the maple.
Yeah, they choose men's in the show that they find beautiful, and they put them in their men's table.
Oh, wow.
In the early days, we would just go, Momoa.
Momoa. Now I would go, Aquaman.
Aquaman.
Momoquaman.
Jeff, with a PH, Loeb. Denies Punisher spinoff rumors.
Yeah, we talked about
that. And again, we
already.
Touched on this.
Yeah. But Powerless, which is a DC comic TV show that's coming on TV, the idea is that's a bunch of people working in an insurance company in a superhero world. So
they're just going to be writing claims all the time about how the helicarrier, well, no, it's DC, but still how the whatever.
How Superman destroyed half the city and they now have to pay for the insurance, now have to pay.
But what do we know about this series? Is it going to be like a The Office?
It's gonna be yeah. It should if it's anything that'll work, it should be The Office in that world.
Man, I would watch the shit out of that. Holy crap!
Yeah, so they just cast the guy who played Abed in Community and Wash from Firefly. So that's
you can just say Alan Tudyk or whatever.
Yep. Well, I don't know their
Tudyk.
Name.
He's a double penis.
The penis is evil.
Oh, oh my God, we'll get to there later. We need to actually. What's the movie he just did? Con Men?
Yes.
We need to add that to the list. God damn it.
We need to do that cast for the.
That's fine. We will. We'll be old and we won't remember it and we won't ever put it out, but that's fine.
Dude, we did that movie. I don't remember.
Let's do it again.
Actually, my buddy at work's like, why don't you guys have like a spreadsheet or a website that shows you what you've rated everything? Wouldn't that help you? And I'm like, you know, son of a bitch.
You know, I try.
That'd probably be nice if we could go back and go, huh, Deadpool, would we all rate that?
I'd be like, your face is a spreadsheet.
You know, I tried well to then. Do that at some point, and there was 150 episode to do, and you have to re-listen to all of them to know the rating, and I was like.
Right. No, you don't. Just the last, like, 10 minutes.
Well, it's just still 283 cast.
My God. We're
get editing.
Old.
283.
Hey, editing class starts soon.
Movie right. News.
Oh my
Deadpool.
God.
Deadpool is making in the second week the money that was anticipated to do in its first week.
Woo! I love it. I love that they are fucking hammering it out of the park.
Oh yeah. And Zoolander 2 is just nothing.
That made $8 this week, I believe.
Tell me they're lower than last week.
Oh yes, they are.
Oh yeah, they're -60 and they added 24 theaters. They're -60% and they added 24 theaters.
Yes. And they made $5 million on their second week. $23 million total. They didn't tell us the budget, but that movie cost at least $30 million. They're not recouping their money on this one.
We never talk about this, but I still can't believe Kung Fu Panda 3.
Well, it's good programming. It's like
kids. It's you know, they're woo, ping pong. They're just it's a new animated thing. It's you don't want to go see it, but if you have kids, that's usually what, like always Sean used to always say, that's what you go see first. Yeah. After you appease the kids, then you go a week or two later to go see your Deadpool or your blah, blah, blah.
The other thing is that the movie got good critic, actually, Kung Fu Panda 3, which is kind of surprising for a third entry. On the other end, we were not surprised when Toy Story 3 was the best of the bunch.
11 days in, Deadpool has made $241,330,000.
I'm so happy about that.
Just U.S. That's not international. I think it's like 500 or 480 or something silly international.
It passed 500 million. I saw that news somewhere last week. International.
So one thing I don't like about Box Office Mojo, give me some international numbers.
It's somewhere you just need to dig. That's too bad for that. But yeah, this movie is making bank. They're already writing more, and now we're going to talk about that a little bit later in the news, but everybody wants to go R-rated. We'll get there.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
Okay, in the we're not sure this we want this to happen. Death Note seems to be in production.
No, stop it.
Animated movie or live action?
No, live fucking action. How are you gonna do the Shimigami?
Well, they did it once, and it looks like Sailor Moon animated.
Woohoo!
Not animated, live action.
No, not Party! Good. No.
It's Sailor Note. Death Moon.
Death Moon. So it's still there. I put that there because we're huge Death Note, but I don't know. It's rough. It's rough. But the good news in this is that the people that seems to be attached to it have some good credit. The actor that they're looking for is the guy who played in The Fault in Our Stars, which was he was amazing in that thing.
I haven't even seen that. So you've seen that?
The Fault in Our Stars? Yes, I was one of the people who went to see that instead of Edge of Tomorrow that weekend.
Man.
And it was so good. I cried my eyes out for a while.
Can we say gender reversal again?
Yeah,
between you and me?
Yeah, we can't say that.
Jesus.
Yeah. That happens.
Yeah. And I miss Edge of Tomorrow in theater that weekend. And I think that was the thing, is that The Fault in Our Star cost $10 million,
yeah,
made something like 60
weirdo,
that weekend.
You're Fault in Your Stars, Edge of Tomorrow, man. You're part of the problem.
I was going to say, like, was this just only, like, teenage girls around you in the cinema when you went to see this?
I think there was three people in the theater when I got there.
Teenage girls?
I'm not that kind of a sad sap. I'm a different kind of a sad sap.
Yeah.
Give us one title.
All right. So, apparently, Batman vs. Superman is so fucking good.
Really?
That Justice League starts filming in April. No, they just really, really want to keep their November 2017 date.
Yeah, there's a lot of that, I think.
I don't want to see it. I mean, I do, but I'm not ready just for them to play. This is like the sequel that we always hear about, but we never get.
Yeah, but this time they're already in production. We have pictures. They have hired people. Of course, if Batman versus Superman makes $50 million in this first weekend, this is going to be canceled. But let's be honest. BVS is going to make at least $150 million, regardless if the movie is good or not.
Even at first weekend?
I think so.
I just feel like after Deadpool, everyone's just trying to say R-rated to have, like, stuff written about them that says R-rated in the title.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. The big thing with the director Scott right now is that I find it weird that we're already talking about director Scott before the movie's actually released in theater.
It's the whole R-rated blah, blah, blah. It's the bullshit. It's the what can we get now for whatever.
How can we pump up our next release?
Right, how can we make an extra what's the name?
But that's not true, because if that was true, it would be Warner telling the story, and it's not. The story came from the rating board. They're the one who put that on their website, and Warner was like, oh, crap, that leak. But it's not Warner giving us that news. So that's why it's all kind of weird, this thing. It's like they rated an R-rated version of BVS, and they knew about it, and they were like, yeah, okay, let's just cut it so it's like PG-13 for theater, but we already have that other cut. It's, for me, that's how it feels.
It just feels like we don't have any more news stories about our movie because, like, all the news, like, who's playing in it and whatever are out. So let's just, like, spew out some more news. We can't know. Like, we don't know what to say anymore.
But if Warner released that, I would agree. But the fact that they're not the one, it's not like when people...
You think they don't have contacts on that board?
No, that's a good point. That's a freaking good point.
Honestly.
It's as crazy as when people, before Fantastic Four, they were like, oh yeah, Fantastic Four 2 is greenlit and it's going that date, and we all know this is trash.
Well, maybe they're thinking like, oh, that was trash. We can't possibly.
Oh God, they always can go lower. They always do.
But it's weird because it's the same studio made Fantastic Four and took all control away from the director and everything, made Deadpool next. I don't understand. It's the same producers.
You're right. I got nothing.
Yeah, I got nothing either.
But still, R-rated, they're just doing it for the cash, the grab.
There you go. We're talking about black character a little bit before. Martin Freeman is going to be in Civil War.
He's not black.
Wait, but his character is actually a Black Panther character, which is the next solo movie from Marvel. So that's cool. So at this point, we have Sherlock's going to be is going to be Doctor Strange, and Watson is going to be a character in Black Panther.
I like that because, as bad as it sounds, they're still building some legitimacy then right away for the other world that they're going to create.
Agreed.
Tell me he's going to be a sidekick for... Can we please have a white sidekick to a black dude?
I would love to see Tony be his sidekick for a while.
I would love to see Martin Freeman in anything at all.
Agreed. We might watch The Hobbit at some point.
God, I love that guy.
Yeah, I think Abby's still down to The Hobbit. I think at some point in time, he's supposedly neutral, right? The Black Panther, he's not for either side necessarily in Civil War. I read an article on that.
Yeah, that's what they're saying, that he's the one that's going to switch side a little bit, like the Spider-Man thing in the in the comic. So we'll see. But
is that just because they didn't know if they were going to get
Spider-Man? Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, so he basically got the Spider-Man role, and then Spider-Man was just like fitted into whatever.
Exactly. You're getting it. You're getting it.
God, I hate you. Now I look into movies too far.
So
Wolverine 3?
Can we call it Wolverine 2?
Can we just call it Wolverine? I don't give a shit anymore. I really don't.
Agreed.
Can we just call it oiled up Hugh Jackman already?
Yeah.
I will be honest. When the first time I saw Hugh Jackman on screen in 99 or whenever it was for the first X-Men, and he went like, chink, and cut the dude's double barrel shotgun in one motion.
Oh yeah.
And you saw the blades come out of his hand. I was like, erection, and I'm a straight dude. Cause like I'd never seen that. I'd envisioned it. I've seen it in comic books, and then it's like, well, he's not exactly Wolverine, but he's pretty goddamn pimp, and then, oh my God, there's claws.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody have a napkin.
But when they're talking R-rated Wolverine, the only thing I'm thinking is that, do you remember in X2?
A bloody fucking berserker.
Yeah, exactly. If you remember in X2 when the mansion gets taken over by Stryker's people, that was the big scene where the MPA was like, you need to cut that, it needs to scream less, you need to remove blood there, you need a cut there in between. Give me this, like, full on. I want to see arms fly.
If you give me three or four of those action scenes in a good built, good written Wolverine story where you're right, there's fucking limbs flying and eyeballs getting chucked and people getting picked up like in Deadpool, it'll work. But it has to be a story that makes it work. It can't just be, hey, we're going to have him hack and slash like Freddy Krueger.
But it's not just that. It's not just the hack and slash. I mean, Wolverine is a trashy character. He's this jerk who, like, probably swears all the frickin' time and would be totally drunk off his ass if he could be. You know, I can't imagine this guy being sober. After everything you've done, why would you ever be sober?
Imagine the frustration. You have a healing factor. You can't get drunk.
That would be so frustrating.
He smokes cigars like a fucking sailor.
I know.
But the thing is that...
He can't die. Who cares?
No, that's my point, though. We've all been built to this kind of cigar-smoking, clean version of Wolverine, where I will like to see the R-rated version, but is it going to be too big of a fucking shock to everybody and their mom? oh my God, Wolverine cussed. There were people bringing 9 and 10 year old kids in to see Deadpool.
Okay, of all the X-Men, who would you expect to cuss like a sailor?
Deadpool?
Right?
Well, please, he's not an X-Men yes, yet. He's thinking yet. About it.
If I want to join your boy band that day, I'll send your shiny ass a friend request. All the dinosaurs fear the T-Rex.
You big cock gobbler.
I actually
your poor wife.
reposted a picture to my Facebook page today of my big fat cat standing up like a prairie dog, and her arms are flopped down. And my buddy said she looks like a T-Rex, and I put in quotes, "All the dinosaurs fear the T-Rex."
Totally.
Oh, that movie's so quotable. It's not even funny anymore.
I know it's amazing.
It's bad. It's all quotes. I'm gonna get them all tattooed on my ass.
It's a quote movie.
My whole ass will be quotes from Deadpool. All right. Apparently, they're still making a Alien Covenant Prometheus something or other, and now there's like 5 other people attached to it. So it's really happening.
Prometheus 2 is now called Alien Covenant because the studio was like,
no, first it was Alien Paradise Lost.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Oh God.
No, Prometheus Paradise.
Can we get
Lost.
Out of the Bible, please?
No, that's this
not
big
Bible,
thing.
But allegorical tale, I believe.
Can we make it less Jesus-y?
Yeah.
Ridley Scott does not agree with you. The studio does, though.
Ridley Scott wants it to be more Jesus-y.
The original Prometheus had this scene where you saw one of the engineer getting crucified as Jesus.
Oh,
the studio was like, no.
My
yeah.
God.
I never.
Yeah the
but
studio
way,
was like, we're
I'm...
not touching that with a 10-foot pole. You're taking that out of your movie right away.
Yeah, when I heard the production was like, okay, please less religion, I was like, really? Like, that's the product of a studio pressing on for less religion. Honestly, I was so sick of all the stupid spiritual freaking Jesus-y stuff in Prometheus. I was like, this was a beautiful movie. The story was okay on its own.
Fassbender, like, was magnificent.
Why all this goddamn God stuff?
Because I can kind of understand some of the God stuff, though, because Ancient Aliens and that whole thing is big in the hype. We don't know what there was, whether there's something bigger than us or if it's just mold that we came out of, but I understand you don't have to beat us down with it all the time. It's
hold
nice.
Hold on,
to...
though, because Ancient
Prometheus
Aliens,
was okay.
Ancient Aliens
I liked
debunks the concept of gods by replacing God by aliens, whereas Prometheus replaces aliens by God, or basically equates the two concepts, and that kills me. It's like
but
saying, no, but
though,
like science is religion.
Yeah.
But in the movie, it kind of is, though. Well,
that's what I mean!
But it's a little bit of... So, wait... Okay, while I'm not angered by what you said, I'm confused, and I kind of agree with it and disagree, so I'm really confused.
Bring it on.
We need to watch Prometheus.
I don't know
again.
Where to go from here. So you're mad that the aliens, which are godlike, are also religious?
No, I'm sick of, like, hey, aliens are gods. No, maybe the gods from the past are aliens if you watch the History Channel and all it's like...
H2, baby.
You know?
Was the show that you guys listened that they're like, might it be?
Yeah, exactly.
That...
Could it be?
That's what I was going for. That's what I was going
for. No, but
for.
The way
like,
I look at it
at
is
least
that...
in Ancient Aliens, they're like, hey, people from the past thought they... But actually, they're just aliens. While I think all that's probably... I'm not agnostic about that. Atheist about that.
I'm
like...
not this...
Yeah, we might break up because I'm atheist
good,
and you're agnostic, right?
Yeah,
that's
you
a good
go.
Place to stand. I don't know what I am. I just... There's something out there. It's not probably God. It's probably mold,
but can we all agree that Michael Fassbender was in this movie and has a
stupid
freaking huge
good.
Dick?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
We watched a
oh,
couple...
I haven't seen that one yet.
We watched my a couple God. Of Minutes of Shame yesterday just for that scene, and we were
oh,
both like, dear God, that's a huge dick.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You were intimidating.
Yeah,
I was...
I was like, oh, dear God.
I'm like, man,
like
if
that,
you
though.
Pee and I can see 2 inches of your cock, like, something's going on
from
here.
The back, yeah.
Like, what's going on?
Or he just had sex, or...
Can you really pee,
flaccidness?
Though, if you're in, like, half...
Well, not
if you're
just
half...
had sex. I'm not saying he's got to fucking bend down at the toilet, like with Morning Wood, or...
No, man, he's just pushing it down, and, like, it's just swaying around, and through his legs from the back, you can see 2 inches of, like, that's serious
that's...
penis.
Mmm, yummy. Karen Gillian.
That's what I said.
Excited to be
was
back
like,
in blue.
What a catch.
Yeah, that's what you said, indeed.
That's basically what I said.
And we watched Guardian of the Galaxy, though, this week.
That was...
Yeah, you saw that for the first time, so the train...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, my first time watching, can you imagine?
I'm happy for you.
Yeah,
I am.
And
I...
the freaking tree and the raccoon...
The raccoon!
...did their magic again.
I am
God
Groot.
Damn it.
We are Groot.
We are Groot.
The best Deus Ex Machina in a movie ever.
So I have more nerdy Groot and raccoon belts than I do any others on my pile of belts.
Oh my god. And
so yes.
That's a movie we passed 2 years trashing.
Yeah, at least. And we all ate our crow though. But yeah, Karen Gillian, super happy to be back in the blue. She tweeted some pictures of her hands all blued up and ready to go.
The
nerd alert. What the hell is this?
The robot movie that fled at the end. There's two sisters. They're the green
chick. The bald
chick,
blue chick.
You mean like the Borg?
Yeah, the Borg girl.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yep.
At the end,
that's Karen Gillian, who used to be in Doctor Who, so we all liked her from there.
Yeah, she's
she
like,
was
fuck
a
all y'all. You're all fucked up.
Right. Well, that too. Fincher.
What's her last line? Hold on. What's her last line? Basically, like, I know, like, she's like, you know this evil guy is crazy. And she's like, I know you're both crazy. I'm out of here.
Yeah, that's pretty
much
it.
That's like her last line.
Yeah.
Okay, so Fassbender?
No, not Fassbender, Fincher.
Oh, he was talking about Captain Nemo.
Yeah, another 2000 Leagues Under the Sea start prep. I mean, why do we always get Volcano and whatever and like Blown Away and the other one? You always get two of the same movie at the exact same time in the same year.
Yeah, but the thing in here is that they're Disney's trying to make a kind of a shared universe, and right now 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea is going to be directed by Bryan Singer.
Correct.
And so he's going to cast Nemo, and he want the studio wants to have Thor, Chris Hemsworth, but Fincher was like, it's Channing Tatum or I'm walking, and they were like, okay, ciao.
Yeah, but now they're going to get no, but neither of those.
Yeah. Now there's
right,
a new director attached, which is James Mangold.
No, but this is different, though. This is a different one.
Who ditches Fincher?
There was 2,000 Disney. Leagues Under the Sea, which they're still doing, right? And what's the name is still doing it.
Singer is
right
still doing
now,
that, yeah.
Yeah, Singer is still doing 2,000 Leagues Under the Sea. Right now, this other dude is now doing Captain Nemo.
Yeah, but it used to be David Fincher that was attached. And
I can't believe you would throw out David Fincher.
Well,
creative differences, you know, people being douchey, it happens.
Yeah, Mangold, his other credit was The Last Wolverine and The Next Wolverine, so that's pretty much all he did yet. Oh, you're changing Fincher for the Wolverine guy.
Can't
that
believe
means
it.
Means nothing to me.
Yeah,
you're trading the guy who directed The Game.
That's your go-to for Fincher? The Game? No Fight Club? No
The Game.
Facebook movie?
I'm sorry, The Game wins because it's like so long
oh,
and
wait,
it doesn't
the Facebook
get boring.
Movie was pretty good.
That's the longest never boring movie I've watched.
Seven?
I don't think I've ever seen The Game.
How long is seven? It's not 2.5 hours, is it?
2 hours, 10 minutes. It's a long movie.
I was going to say The Game is probably longer. I'm talking to you two. Stop looking at each other. Look at me.
Last week you told her talk over me. She learned.
No, I know.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think I've ever seen
I was
game.
Told Is two things up to now. I was told you can call us nerds and you can talk over me. And I went full on.
I don't think I've ever seen The Game. We should maybe add this.
You ever never
that's
seen
the
game?
With,
never.
That's the one with like the business cards and the pieces on the front of the VHS and the.
Kinda, yeah.
It's like Michael Douglas or somebody.
Yeah, Douglas. That's one of the most amazing movies I've ever... Like, I remember
I'm
watching it when
wing.
I was, like, what, 14 years
Don't
old?
Don't furiously look for your controller. Minecraft movie. Looks like a whole lot of...
Wait, you have two big... one Minecraft player and me.
If anyone in the audience, please leave them.
Oh, yeah, if you like playing Nightwing at Gunnageek. We'll get you in Realm.
Totally.
Oh,
working.
That's so cute.
Yeah,
I'm
we've
so
been
confused.
Working on that for...
Yeah, but how's a movie going to work?
I have no idea.
Well, there's tons
exactly.
of little clips on YouTube that are hilarious right now, but they're clips,
yeah.
right? But then when you watch Deadpool, it's a clip movie, so it works.
Well, you haven't seen the Lego movie, and it's the same guy who's doing the Minecraft movie. If it's half as good as the Lego movie, good. But if you just tell me we're making a Minecraft movie right there, I'm like, what?
The thing is, it's going to be definitely aimed at 8-year-old. It's going to be more Disney than anything, I'm pretty sure.
You think that, but Lego Movie had the two levels of humor, which works so well.
Yeah, but it still makes
nowadays,
it PG.
Too.
Yes, it still makes it PG, though.
Yeah, most of those movies nowadays do, but it does definitely make it your... It's shotgun at a child, but it's also the broader base for the adults that are going to take them there.
Exactly. So but it's
it
got
totally
a like undertone of humor. Adult humor, but I mean it's not.
I don't know how I don't know anything about Minecraft, so I don't know how any story would work for that.
It's basically Lego in the computer.
Usually, it's like jokes about the game mechanics.
Yeah,
Okay.
Blocks flying.
I feel like you need to have played Minecraft, probably. I wonder if they're going to pull off the, okay, if you don't play Minecraft, you can still come see our movie.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Well, actually, they're talking about it now, but I still think everything is hanging on two movies right now, which is Warcraft and Assassin's Creed. If these two works, you're...
Warcraft is going to work, I'm pretty fucking sure, from the trailers. Assassin's Creed...
It's Fassbender producing. It's his baby.
Honestly, of all these
we've seen a trailer.
All these three games that we're talking about that could turn into movies, I feel like Assassin's Creed is the one that has the potential.
Agreed. Agreed.
Yeah, but and even though it's Fassbender and Fassbender producing, have we seen a trailer or a trailer that even looks decent?
Well, no.
He's just talking about how great it is.
They're shooting right now, so we don't have a trailer. Fassbender.
I'm very confused. Pamela Anderson says she might do a slow-mo run in the Baywatch movie.
Oh, my God.
The first thing we did is like, okay, that's an old picture. Let's go see a recent picture. And we were like, oh, God.
And you know what?
Well,
facelift after facelift, she still kind of looks okay. I was expecting like an old wrinkled hag, like huge tit. I was expecting the only tight skin on her body to be over her. And you know what? Her face is pretty tight, too.
Yeah, great.
So bring it on.
Yeah. Anyway, she said no to the part that they wanted to give her, but she said that she's still open to another part, so she's waiting. Whatever. Pamela Anderson, what are you doing right now? Just get the paycheck.
Money.
This is not there, but while we're
talking... Money for big tits.
Yeah, while we're talking about money, it makes me think. There's someone in New York who made a poster for Spaceballs 2, The Quest for More Money. And they just...
They're assholes. It's in there
they
somewhere.
They just put
I
that
think
in
I
a subway
it,
station somewhere.
I put it in the non-news, I believe.
Okay. It was like, dear God. And it's just like fans did that. There's nothing beach
it. You know what? It could start something.
Well, that's how Deadpool...
Yeah, look at the Deadpool thing. Nothing started something. Well, it wasn't nothing, but it was damn near nothing. It was shelved for how long, and it started something.
It was nothing enough.
Yeah.
More Cloverfield could be on the way. J.J. Abrams...
I couldn't even get through the first 20 minutes of the first movie. Give me a break.
You got to give it more than that. It's not as bad as it. You can't. No.
Man, no, it's not as bad as you think. It's worse.
Yeah.
That never-ending party scene.
It isn't as... No, if you go into it with an open mind and not in the theater and you watch it at home, you can take a piss and have a good time. It's a good fucking flick.
The only way they could possibly get me to the end of that movie is if I go in theaters.
No.
If I'm at home, I'm going to press pause and eventually...
Then you're just not a good movie watcher, and I can't believe it. No. The movie is actually good. It's just you have to give it the little bit of time it needs to build. Yeah, some of the shit is jarring with this, the following of the person. I just rewatched it, and it's better than I thought it was originally. What's that?
The one or the two?
No, the second one is not out yet. It's coming
out. It's not out yet. It comes out
weeks.
On the 11th.
Are you serious? So the second one isn't even out and they're already talking about a number
That's
three?
The same thing we were talking about. The movie's not out, so they're talking, we're making a sequel already.
Well, it's J.J. Abrams just hinting at it. It's never going to happen until he makes another gajillion fucking dollars and he makes a stupid movie. But the first one is something I like. It's just, it puts you there. It makes it happen and... They don't hint at it. It leaves more questions that, well, you only watch 20 minutes of it, so you don't fucking know anyways. So
it's like everybody's trying to do the Blair Witch Project all over again.
You can't, just because it has an unsteady cam, you can't say it's a Blair Witch Project.
It's the Gonzo thing.
It's the camera, an L camera. You know what? You saw Chronicle recently. That was well done for like, the guy who gets power from a rock and goes totally batshit crazy in Seattle. We watched that. Your mother's place.
See, I don't remember.
The Michael B. Jordan, they're flying in the air, and the three kids that have power.
They're flying in the hair?
In the hair.
In the air.
They're flying in my hair, man! Get him out of my hair!
You watched it,
then
I fell asleep.
In my hair!
I like Cloverfield. You can hate it. The thing is I just read an article about it, what the difference is. Either you like, well, you didn't, like I said, you didn't get there at all. But either you like that there were still questions at the end, or there weren't. Yeah. So... Yeah. Anyways,
send the hate mail at Wing.
Do it. Yeah, Wing deserves it.
It's Batman
vs. Superman, R-rated Blu-ray. We talked about it.
It's Nightwing at GunnaGeek.com.
I don't know what that was. I'm kind of scared by that.
But talking about Michael B. Jordan, since I was talking about Chronicle, he's been cast in the third remake of the Thomas Crown Affair. Why do we need a third remake of that? It's the story of a billionaire playboy who's also a thief. The last one was with Pierce Brosnan and Rene Russo.
So it's like Batman is actually Catwoman.
It's like James Bond is actually a thief.
And it's like, rich guy is actually a thief.
Yeah. But last time it was played by James Bond. Yeah. I don't know why you need to do a third remake of that. But it's Michael B. Jordan, so it kind of get me a little bit. I like Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah, he's a good actor.
Michael B. Jordan, not Michael Jordan.
I was like, who's the B dude?
He's the B version of Michael Jordan.
It's like Michael Jordan 2.0.
Yeah. There's a funny story that he told on a podcast after Creed.
A good actor.
He's a great actor. So after Creed,
better
was
actor
thinking,
than Michael Jordan in Space Jam. I was gonna say Spaceballs, but I was like, I'm sure it's not balls.
You know that they're thinking about doing Space Jam 2 with LeBron, something like that.
Ah, no.
What?
That was
no.
That LeBron's new basketball.
Dude, it's
sport.
LeBron.
This guy got it right. He's wearing the brown pants.
Yeah, babe.
The LeBron?
Brown pants.
So anyway, Michael B. Jordan.
All right, a tiny little trailer dump. Precious Cargo.
It's
Bruce Willis and Mark Paul Gosselaar from Saved by the Bell.
I want you to read exactly how you titled that trailer in the news, in the note.
Precious Cargo. Looks so bad, I'll have to see it. Bruce Willis and Mark Paul Gosselaar. Yes, that guy.
And
it's got some chick that I like. I can't think of her name. Brunette. Oh, God.
And we were looking at that trailer and we're like, yeah, this look really freaking bad.
Man, I was bored halfway through the trailer.
I know, that's why it's going to be awesome.
All those freaking one-liners, it's like they took all the quotes from the worst freaking action movies I've ever seen.
I am the biggest fan of the shittiest, bottom of the B, fucking scrape the bottom of your shoe barrel sci-fi you can imagine.
It's not sci-fi.
But I'm getting older now. My shit-loving is branching out, okay? It just happened.
It's pretty good.
Your shit-loving is branching out? You know that Women's Day.
Yeah, baby.
Women's Day? Aren't they all Women's Day?
I wish.
Deadpool.
Oh, sorry.
I wish.
I don't know what that means.
Valentine's Day sex.
He doesn't remember that.
He doesn't remember.
Yeah, he specifically forgot that part of the movie.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds ready to take it up the ass on it with a...
Oh, no, I didn't forget about that. Whatever. Getting pegged? Pegging happens.
Pegging happens. Yeah.
Shit. Reload. Reload.
Reload.
Reload.
Reload so we can have a Star Wars Episode 8 countdown.
I gotta open another window. Now I gotta be like, oh, hey, where is it? Oh, hey, there it is.
And you guys, if you want to know how to make a professional podcast, that's how you
do it. That's how you do it, man. If you want to hear more about being professional.
Shut the wing. Shut up and you, Mrs.
Never!
Countdown to episode 8 is 658 days, some odd hours, and some odd minutes. The website will not reload right at the sound of the tone.
Man, we're
super, you want to
I'm
know
sorry, Beef. I'm sure, like, my unprofessional...
Thanks for pointing out my shortcomings. I really appreciate
but
it.
But they're awesome. My fault.
Yeah, the horns you have on your head are distracting me. No, really, she has horns on her hood.
Fine, your evil laugh is better than me.
And right now, all the news for Star Wars are DVD and extra news. There's going to be a three-disc Blu-ray set with a bunch of different special features.
Oh, so wait a minute. You mean the mouse is going to fuck me just like Lucas did?
Of course.
Oh, perfect.
Of course. Come on. Yeah.
Non-news, I think we had that down there, but there was...
Yeah, the non-news, we already talked about it. I
put the other one further down because I'm an idiot when I was putting it in there. I put the Spaceballs 2 posters showing up everywhere down there. And then I also put Final Destination, apparently, was originally written as an X-Files episode.
Oh, my God.
Are you serious?
You mean the movie where you die from, like, shit falling down on you from your closet top shelf? Well,
no, that was the third one. That was bad. The first one was kind of okay. Where the guy had, like, he fell asleep on the plane and saw this horrible dream for, like, 2 minutes and then got off the plane and the plane really did get fucked up.
I'm going to go farther than that. I would say the first two are watchable. The car piled up in the second one got me freaked out for months.
No, was that the one
I
with,
disrespectfully
like,
disagree.
You can't watch that.
Dude, I went to see that because I have a younger stepbrother who wanted to see that, and I went to see it in theaters, and you know what? I yawned the whole damn time.
Yeah, my thing is that I saw them all in theater because of utter obligation in the past, and the first two were watchable, the other ones were not.
I don't even know how you can call them watchable. It's so, so bad. It's like...
Yeah, but you also got to look at it at the time and place. I mean, right now you could probably watch them again and kind of enjoy them by ripping on them and having fun with them.
That's the only
back
way
then
to watch
you hated
them ever.
Them.
And in the first...
Back then it wasn't that bad, though. You're talking, what, 90, I think, the first one came out?
No. That was like at the end of the nine.
Sorry. I meant 2000 maybe for the first one.
Yeah, something like that. Because the actress went from doing the second one to Heroes. She was the girl with two personalities.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Season one of Heroes, there's that girl, Nevada, I think. And she has two personalities. And she has like the tattoos that coming out and on with her kid. Anyway.
If you follow the link, though, you can actually click here on the bottom two sentences and actually read the whole script for Flight. 180, which is the episode that the dude wrote, which became the movie.
Okay, well,
it would have been different, but
that's pretty good linkage. Good linkage. Check that in the show notes. And
this has been your news for the week of some shit. Let's hope we get it out soon, and we'll go from there.
This has been the news for February 25th, 2016. Thank you for listening, and we hope to see you next week.
See ya.
There you go. Yeah, you gotta say goodbye.
Goodbye. I'm all professional and shit. Come on, beef.
Bye-bye.
Chicken fly. Thank you for listening. If you want to leave us feedback, go to GunnaGeek.com, where you'll find all our contact information as well as our other shows. You can also visit LegendsPodcast.com, where you'll find our complete archives. The music heard on this podcast is by Kevin McLeod and can be found at Incompetech.com. The opinions heard on this podcast are those of each individual host and do not represent Legends Stream Canada or Gunna Geek Networks. No infringement is intended, and no infringements are intended.